Welcome to The Brand Advantage. This series, brought to you by Bluetex, explores how brand creates real competitive leverage by increasing enterprise visibility, strengthening credibility, and ultimately raising enterprise value. Each episode distills proven strategic thinking from the Bluetex perspective into focused, practical insight, designed to be consumed, not pitched. Strong brands create advantage long before the deal. Now let's jump into another episode of The Brand Advantage.
You know, there's a statistic about the internet that I think we just kind of take for granted. We hear it, we nod, when we move on. Mm-hmm. But when you actually stop and think about it, really think about the scale, it is just wild.
I have a feeling I know exactly which number you're looking at right now.
43%. Mm-hmm. I mean, depending on which survey you read, it's somewhere between 40 and 33% of the entire web.
The entire web.
Powered by WordPress. Mm-hmm. Just let that sink in for a second. Mm-hmm. Nearly half of the websites you visit, from a local coffee shop's page to, you know, huge global corporate sites, are running on the same basic engine. It's staggering.
It is staggering. And it speaks to just how accessible and flexible WordPress is as a platform. But, and this is a really big but, that statistic can be incredibly misleading.
Misleading. How so?
Well, it creates this false sense of equivalency. It makes people think, oh, I can just install WordPress, click a few buttons, and boom, I have an enterprise-grade platform. It flattens the curve. Mm. It ignores the fact that while the engine might be the same, the implementation, how that engine is actually tuned and built, is completely, completely different.
Right. There is a world of difference between a hobby blog and a high-performing business platform. And that's exactly what we're digging into today. We're unpacking a really comprehensive guide from the team at Bluetex.
The guide is called When to Hire a WordPress Development Agency.
And honestly, the core tension here is something I think a lot of businesses feel but maybe can't quite articulate. It's that feeling of, well, hey, we chose WordPress because it was fast and easy, but now it feels like we're walking through mud.
Exactly. It's the bottleneck phenomenon.
So the mission for this deep dive is to help you figure out when your DIY or in-house approach has maybe hit a wall. When is it time to stop patching things up and, you know, bring in the heavy artillery?
And to answer the question, what does a specialized agency actually do? Because, spoiler alert, according to this guide, it's a lot more than just clicking install theme.
So much more.
If they're just installing a theme, you hired the wrong people.
Okay, let's get into it. The guide starts by setting the scene with what they call the life cycle of a corporate WordPress site. And I think this is going to sound painfully familiar to some of you listening.
It starts with the best of intentions, right?
Right.
This is the honeymoon phase. You pick WordPress because it's agile. You can get something up and running really quickly. It's cost effective.
It's the democratization of publishing.
That's the one. Anyone can do it. So you launch, the site is live, everyone is high-fiving.
And it's great for a while.
For a while. But then the organization grows. Requirements change. You need a landing page for a new campaign, so you grab a plugin. You need a form integration. You add a snippet of code you found on a forum. You need to change a font, so you add a little CSS patch.
And 2 years later?
2 years later, you have what developers call technical debt.
I want to pause on that term, technical debt. We hear it a lot in software, but what does that actually look like for a marketing website?
Well, imagine you're building a house. Instead of planning the plumbing from the start, you just tack on a pipe on the outside every time you need a new sink.
Okay.
Eventually, the water pressure drops, pipes start leaking, and you have no idea which pipe goes where. On a website, that looks like plugin bloat. You have 30 plugins running. Half of them are conflicting, it looks like. Fragility.
Fragility is a scary word when your revenue depends on your website.
It should be. And eventually, you start seeing the symptoms. The guide lists a few specific ones. Pages start loading slowly. Or maybe the site breaks when you get a sudden spike in traffic.
Which is the exact moment you don't want it to break.
The worst possible moment. But the symptom that stood out to me was about content updates.
Oh, yeah. The guide says updates become cumbersome. And cumbersome is just the most polite business speak for, I want to throw my laptop out the window.
It is. It really is. When simple text changes feel like a wrestling match, that's a huge symptom. Or when you have new marketing initiatives, say a product launch, and instead of just building the page, the team has to figure out workarounds, that's content friction.
Right. And this brings us to a crucial distinction the expert makes in the text. I love this line. The question is no longer whether WordPress itself can scale, but whether your current implementation of it can.
That is the key takeaway for this whole section. A lot of people blame the platform. They say, oh, WordPress is just for blogs. We've outgrown it.
We need to move to something expensive and proprietary.
Exactly. But Bluetext argues that's just not true. WordPress powers massive enterprise sites, the White House, huge media conglomerates. The difference between a fragile site and a powerhouse, it comes down to how it was built and who built it.
So it's not the car, it's the mechanic.
Or the custom engine under the hood, exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about those mechanics. Because there is this myth that I think a lot of non-technical people believe. If I hire an agency, aren't they just doing what I do, but faster? Installing a premium theme, you know, configuring some plugins.
That is the common misconception, but the guide is very clear. A true WordPress development partner is doing something fundamentally different.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't just decorating. They are working on CMS architecture.
So CMS architecture. Okay. Unpack that for us.
It means building a system that supports your specific business goals. One of the biggest things they mention is custom theme and block development.
So moving away from those one-size-fits-all templates?
Exactly. Templates are rigid. If you want to do something the template didn't foresee, you're stuck. You end up trying to force your content into a box that just doesn't fit.
Right.
An agency uses the WordPress block editor, what we call Gutenberg, to build a library of branded flexible components for you.
Okay, so let's make that concrete. I'm a marketer. How does my life change with custom blocks versus a pre-built theme?
Okay, great question. Imagine you want to create a testimonial section on your homepage. The theme only allows for 3 testimonials in a row. You have 4.
Of course.
With a theme, you're stuck. You can't change it without coding. With custom blocks, the agency builds a testimonial block. You just drag it onto the page. You can add as many as you want. You can change the background color, but only to colors that are in your approved brand guidelines.
So it's flexible, but it's got guardrails.
Exactly. That is the marketer's friend aspect the guide talks about. They're designing editorial workflows. They're building the back end specifically so the marketing team can move fast without waking the brand and without calling IT for every little change.
That seems like a massive efficiency gain right there. It transforms the website from this static brochure into a real publishing engine.
It does. And it's not just about ease of use. It's about connection. The guide mentions integrations. A business site doesn't live in a vacuum. It needs to talk to your CRM, your marketing automation platform, your analytics.
You mean like getting the leads from the site directly into Salesforce or HubSpot without someone having to manually copy and paste them?
Exactly. And we're not just talking about pasting a generic embed code. We're talking about real API integrations, making sure that when a user fills out a lead form, that data goes securely into your CRM, tags the user correctly, maybe triggers an email sequence.
And if that connection breaks?
You lose leads. You lose money. A standard theme isn't designed to handle that kind of complex, high-volume data passing. That requires custom development.
And speaking of reliability, we have to talk about the non-sexy stuff. Security.
It's not sexy until you get hacked. Then it's the only thing that matters.
Very true. But isn't WordPress... I feel like I hear this all the time.
Yeah.
Isn't it notoriously insecure?
That is such a persistent myth. WordPress Core, the software itself, is actually very secure. It's audited by thousands of developers. The insecurity comes from the plugins and bad hosting. It goes back to our Frankenstein problem.
The 30 plugins.
Right. If you have an outdated plugin from 3 years ago that hasn't been updated, that's a potential backdoor right into your server. An agency does what's called security hardening. They look at the server level, the database, the code. They implement firewalls and strict permission protocols. They make sure the door is bolted shut.
And performance optimization is tied to this too, I assume.
Absolutely. A secure site is usually a clean site, and a clean site is a fast site.
So we know what a good agency does, but as a listener, how do I know if I am at that tipping point? The guide lists some red flags. We touched on speed, but let's go a little deeper.
The first red flag is what we call performance issues, but it's really about constant troubleshooting.
The constant state of firefighting.
Yes. If your team is spending more time fixing the site than using it to market your business, that is a massive red flag about your architecture. Think about the opportunity cost. What could you be building if you weren't constantly fixing the menu that keeps disappearing?
And then there's content fiction. This goes back to the psychological aspect you mentioned.
It really does. The guide points out that when marketers actively avoid using the CMS because it's too hard, you have a serious problem. The tool is supposed to empower you, not slow you down.
Or when simple updates require filing a support ticket with IT.
Right. If your team is creating shadow IT, doing things outside the system because the system is just too difficult, you're in trouble.
I found the point about security and compliance really interesting, especially for growing companies.
As you grow, the rules change. You start facing stricter requirements for accessibility, for data protection laws like GDPR in Europe or CCPA in California. A DIY site often overlooks these things, and the guide bluntly calls a site built without these considerations a liability.
A liability, that's a strong word.
And an accurate one. If you're a $50 million company running a site that isn't compliant, you are sitting on a ticking time bomb of litigation.
So besides the daily grind issues, the guide mentions big moments. These are specific business triggers where the cracks really start to show.
These are the stress tests. The first one is a rebrand.
Ugh, the classic rebrand. New year, new look.
Right. But the guide explains that you can't just paint over a bad structure. If you're changing your messaging and your visual identity, your back-end logic usually has to evolve too. Slapping a new coat of CSS paint on a crumbling wall, well, it's still going to crumble.
And then there are migrations. Moving from a legacy CMS, maybe you're on Drupal or an old custom platform, and you're moving to WordPress.
This is high-risk territory. We sometimes call it the SEO cliff.
The SEO cliff. That sounds ominous.
It is. You launch the new site, and your traffic drops 60% overnight because all the URLs change, the content structure is different, and Google can't find anything anymore.
Oh, wow.
An agency brings a process to manage that risk. They map every single old URL to a new one. They make sure the schema markup is correct. They basically make sure you don't disappear from the internet on launch day.
And the third big moment is high growth or international expansion.
Right, when traffic spikes or you need multiple languages. Or when you have teams in London, New York, and Tokyo all needing to edit the site at the same time. You need governance. You need user roles and permissions. A basic setup just can't handle that level of complexity.
So let's say you recognize yourself in these red flags. You're nodding along. What is the actual strategic gain of going custom? The guide makes a pretty strong argument here.
It starts with clarity. Instead of just reacting to fires all day, you have a structured platform that actually anticipates your needs. But the real meat of the argument is custom versus pre-built.
Why does custom matter so much? It sounds expensive.
It can be, but pre-built themes force your content into a generic structure. You have to write your copy to fit their box. Custom development flips that. It reflects how your team actually works. It builds the boxes around your content.
So it's an efficiency play.
It is. If your team can publish faster and easier, that's ROI, and then there's the ROI of clean code.
I loved this part. Because usually when people talk about code, my eyes glaze over. But they connect it directly to business results.
They do. Clean code isn't just vanity for developers. It leads to faster load times. And we know from Google's data that for every second of delay in load time, conversion rates drop significantly.
So slow code is literally lost revenue.
Directly. Plus, Google's core web vitals are now a ranking factor. If your code is messy and the page jumps around while it loads, Google pushes you down the search results. So paying for clean code is actually paying for SEO and conversion rate optimization.
And it ends the cycle of patchwork fixes.
Exactly. You stop putting band-aids on the site and eventually forcing a total rebuild every 2 years because the whole thing is just a mess.
That's a cycle I think a lot of us are familiar with. The Frankensite.
The Frankensite. We want to avoid that at all costs.
Now, here is where it gets nuanced. And I appreciate that the guy didn't just say, fire your internal team and hire us. They have a section on in-house versus agency, and they say it's not binary.
That's a really important distinction. Internal teams have a superpower that agencies don't. Institutional knowledge.
They know where all the bodies are buried.
They know the brand inside out. They know the politics. They are there for the day-to-day updates. They can respond instantly to a Slack message. Agencies just can't do that.
Oh, what?
But they often lack the specialized skills for transformation. An internal developer might do one major migration every 5 years. An agency does 5 migrations a month. They see patterns across different industries. They bring that cross-industry experience.
So what's the solution? The guide proposes a hybrid model.
This is often the sweet spot. The agency does the heavy lifting, building or modernizing the platform, handling the complex migrations, setting up the architecture. And then once the car is built and tuned up, they hand the keys to the internal team to drive it day to day.
That makes a lot of sense. You don't need a Formula One pit crew to drive to the grocery store, but you might need them to build the car in the first place.
That's a great way to put it.
There's also a note here about company size. I think people assume agencies are only for the Fortune 500.
The guide clarifies this. It's not about size, it's about complexity and the cost of failure.
Cost of failure.
Yeah. If you are a mid-sized, high-growth company, say you're doing 20 million and trying to get to 50 million, if your site breaks or if your marketing team is slowed down by 50% because the CMS is hard to use, that cost is astronomical. You actually need an agency more than a stable giant does because you're in a race.
Speed is the currency of growth.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's get practical. You've convinced me. I have the Frankensite, I have the friction, I need help. How do I pick a partner? Because there are thousands of WordPress developers out there.
The guide gives us a great rubric for evaluation. And the first thing they say is strategy first.
What does that look like in a pitch meeting?
It means if an agency comes in and immediately starts showing you pretty mock-ups or talking about which plugins they like, run away.
Run away.
Yes. A strategic partner starts by asking, who is your audience? What are your business goals? What does the conversion path look like? Where are you losing customers right now? If they aren't asking that, they're just decorators.
Right. Pixel second, strategy first. Then you look for technical depth.
This goes back to our custom development point. Ask them hard questions. How do you handle database optimization? What's your approach to caching? Do you build custom blocks or use a generic page builder?
And what's the right answer to that block question?
In this context, you want to hear that they build custom performant blocks that fit your specific needs, not that they just install some heavy generic page builder that slows everything down.
And the final point on evaluation, the long game.
A website is never finished. That's a hard truth. It's a living product.
It needs feeding and watering.
It does. Does the agency offer documentation? Do they train your team? Do they offer a support retainer? If they just want to launch and leave, they're not a real partner. You need someone who picks up the phone 6 months later when an API changes and breaks your integration.
That training piece is so crucial. There's nothing worse than being handed the keys to a Ferrari and realizing you don't know how to drive a stick shift.
And then you just drive it in first gear everywhere and wonder why the engine is smoking.
Exactly. Mm. And for the B2B and enterprise listeners, the guide wraps up with a really strong validation of WordPress as an enterprise solution.
It really drives this home. WordPress offers the best of both worlds. It gives marketing the agility they crave, the ability to publish content instantly without IT, and it gives IT the governance and security they demand if it's architected correctly.
There's a big if.
A huge if, but only, and this is the big finish, only if it is treated as a strategic platform, not a shortcut.
I think that sums it up perfectly. A strategic platform, not a shortcut.
That's the whole mindset shift.
So let's recap what we've uncovered here.
Let's do it.
First, the bottleneck. If your site is slow, fragile, or just frustrating to use, you haven't necessarily outgrown WordPress. You've outgrown your implementation of it.
Right. You're suffering from technical debt. It's an architecture problem.
Second, the agency's role. They aren't just theme installers. They are architects. They build custom workflows, they ensure data integrity, and they harden security to turn the site into a truly scalable business asset.
And they bridge that gap between looking good and working well with the rest of your tech stack.
And third, the partnership. It's not about replacing your team. It's about empowering them, using an agency for that heavy lifting so your team can focus on the content and the day-to-day.
Exactly. It's about removing the barriers that are stopping the site from doing its job.
So here's the thought we want to leave you with today. Mm. And I want you to be really honest with yourself about this.
Let's hear it.
Think about the last time you had a great idea for a marketing campaign. A new page, a new layout, a new way to present your product. Did you feel excited to go into your website and build it? Or did you feel a pit in your stomach because you knew it was going to be a battle with the technology?
That is the litmus test.
Is your website an engine that accelerates your ideas? Or is it an anchor that drags them down? Because if it's an anchor, it doesn't matter how cheap it was to build. It's costing you a fortune.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into building a better digital foundation. We'll catch you next time.